Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
I feel loved and inspired when I listen to Love and Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr.
That is right, ladies and gentlemen. You are feeling loved and inspired already as you're listening to 102.7 FM with your host, Roy Cotton Jr., here live in the studio on this beautiful day. How are you doing wherever you are right now listening to the sound of my voice? Welcome to another fantastic radio show. I had a little time off last Sunday. You know, it was Father's Day and I had to spend some time with the family. Here I am today and I'm pretty sure you're super excited. I said, Roy Cotton Jr., I cannot wait for this Sunday. And here I am. Thank you, Jesus. I'm alive and you are too. And you're listening to me right now. It's going to be an awesome show today up until the hour 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Remind you that this wonderful show is heard every Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. here on 102.7 FM, broadcasting live from out of PJD3, 102.7 on Back Street in beautiful St. Martin in the Eastern Caribbean. And every Sunday at 8 p.m. and Monday morning at 10 a.m., a rebroadcast of Love and Inspiration could be heard on voiceofthecaribbean.net. And every Monday afternoon at 3 p.m., a new episode of Love and Inspiration on BashaniRadio.com in New York, broadcasting out to 1.6 million listeners worldwide. And you are absolutely part of those 1.6 million listeners of Love and Inspiration. I thank you so much for sticking and staying with me every Sunday, and I do appreciate you so much. Today's awesome, definitely awesome. I'm super excited, and you know why? Because I'm going to be joined by three guests, three specialists. They're transformational specialists, and when I'm talking about transformational, when you listen to them speak, definitely you're going to say, wow, Roy Cotton Jr., I'm ready to be transformed. I'm absolutely ready to have a brand new life for the new year, because the new year is still 2019. The year is not finished. So when you listen to them, I'm going to be speaking to a guest in California and also in the UK and here in St. Martin. And they're going to share with you all about something awesome that is coming up in December this year. So you don't want to miss it at all. In the time being, let's listen to the King of Pop.
I feel loved and inspired when I listen to Love and Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You are feeling loved and inspired wherever you are right now, listening to Love and Inspiration on 102.7 FM, broadcasting live from PJD3 here in beautiful St. Martin in the Eastern Caribbean. This radio show is also heard every Monday afternoon at 3 p.m. on BashaniRadio.com in New York, iHeartRadio, and on all mobile apps all around the world, out to 1.6 million listeners. And also at the same time, the rebroadcast of Love and Inspiration could be heard on Sunday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and at 10 a.m. on Monday mornings here on, of course, voiceofthecaribbean.net. It gives me great pleasure, ladies and gentlemen, as I've mentioned before, to share with you three wonderful persons who are here with me on this radio show today. And two of them are overseas. That's right. Two of them are overseas. One of the guests is in California live, and the other guest is in the UK about to catch a flight. And one of them is here in the studio with me. So I know you're on the edge of your seat and you're saying, who could it be today on the show? Well, it gives me great pleasure this afternoon to introduce to you on Love and Inspiration. And it's all about the upcoming, that's right, you've heard about it, the upcoming Victorious Living Foundation retreat to SOAR, the transformation retreat that's going to be taking place in December, the 5th to the 8th. That's the 5th to the 8th of December. And it gives me great pleasure today on the show to introduce to you the visionary of Victorious Living Foundation, Dr. Nico Unamae Francis Cotton, also the catalyst, that's right, known as, that's Mr. Lanray Ulusola, and he's Africa's number one premier life, mind, emotions, and behavioral change coach. And I have the pleasure also of speaking with Cheryl Grant, CEO of Cheryl Grant Enterprises, 2017 Miss Olympia, professional speaker and creator of Fit for Business. And they're here to talk to you a little bit on what's happening really to, you know, persons out there, you know, even stuff that might be something that you can relate to, the challenges you might be going through, and you're going to hear all about how they are going to be able to solve that for you, bring solutions to the table on this beautiful retreat. So it gives me great pleasure right now to connect with all three guests in various places. A very pleasant good afternoon to you, Dr. Nicole Ernemay Francis Cotton. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, Mr. Love and Inspiration, and to Cheryl as well as Lanray and all of your listeners. You're over 1.6 million listeners. I'm very elated for you, and I'm doing fantabulous.
Thank you so very much. I do appreciate it. And this is not the first time you've been on Love and Inspiration. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. And connecting with Mr. Lan Ray Ulusola over in the UK, known as the Catalyst. How are you doing this evening, sir?
Hi, Roy. Thank you very much for having me on your show again, and Dr. NMA. It's really nice reconnecting with you and Cheryl as well. I'm really excited to be on the show tonight. Well, it's night here in the UK. And it's afternoon there. Isn't that really interesting?
Absolutely interesting. And that's, you know, how it works with the time differences is amazing. I know the last time we spoke, you know, it was just a bit after 9 on your side in the UK. And now it's on our side, just after 3:30 local time in St. Martin. So pleasure to have you. And over to Cheryl Grant in California. Good afternoon to you, Cheryl. How are you doing?
I am doing absolutely fabulous. And I want to thank you for the opportunity to be here today. I am coming to you live from beautiful California. It's now about 75, 76 degrees outside, so it's nice and sunny.
Fantastic. And what time is it there over in California, Cheryl, just for the listeners on St. Martin to know?
It's 12:30 noon, a little after 12:30 noon, so I think it's 12:35, 12:37, something like that.
All right, great stuff. So that means you're going to have your lunch very soon.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Well, let me just introduce you all to the listeners so they can know exactly the caliber of persons that we have in the studio here on the show this afternoon. Dr. Nicole Ernemay Francis Cotton is, as I mentioned before, the visionary of Victoria Slim Foundation. She's number one best-selling author and the originator of the VLF's Retreat to Soul Weekend coming up in December. And she continues to transform the lives of persons of all ages, races, and cultures, couples, families, and organizations through her authentic and passionate love for life and people. She's also a certified success coach and trainer, holds a BA in psychology from the University of Tampa, master's in marriage and family therapy from the Oral Roberts University, and a honorary doctorate of divinity from Grace Hill Bible University. She's also a member of Bristol Who's Who, a New York City-based premier international registry networking forum dedicated to aggregating and honoring top professionals, executives, and business owners of organizations, businesses, and associations throughout the world. And she's also the best-selling co-author of Success from the Heart and It's Time for Change and How to Thrive in Trying Times. And at the same time, right now, and it's going to be launched very, very soon, she has a new beautiful book, and this one is called Love is Forever, a true tale of the love and romance shared between 100-year-old Mrs. Carmen Eleanor Hodge Carrington and Ralph Gordon Carrington. So that's very powerful from Dr. Nicole Ernemay Francis Cotton. And as we look at Mr. Lan Ray, the Catalyst Ulusola, and he is recognized as the number one African's premier life, mind, emotions, and behavioral change coach, who works with individuals and organizations to transition them from where they are to where they desire to be. He has trained as an engineer at the University of Lagos in Nigeria, and Lan Ray, at the same time, is also alumnus of the Harvard Business School, Boston, Massachusetts, USA. He has worked with a very, very prestigious organizations. He is also NLP trained, performance improvement management, and he is a coach that everyone seeks to have. And he's traveling today again, of course, back to Nigeria. He's worked with Total, Ebony Life. He's also worked with First Bank PLC, the World Bank, and many, many more. And then we've got with us here, live from California, Cheryl Grant, mentor, speaker, networking guru, and social entrepreneur. Cheryl is the founder and CEO of Cheryl Grant Enterprises, a company focused on transformation from the inside out through its three programs, Fit for Business, Manage Up, which focuses on helping women advance their careers by transforming themselves, and Connect Docs. Of course, well, I understood it's in the California Bay areas, and it is absolutely one of those, I would say, networking opportunities that you need to attend. And Cheryl absolutely helps executives, entrepreneurs, and ambitious women to achieve more. Wow, we've got some fantastic persons here on the air with us today. Now, with all the listeners listening around the world and on St. Martin, I just want to actually just touch base with you, Cheryl, on Fit for Business, just so persons could get an idea. What is Fit for Business all about? And then we can connect with my other two wonderful guests and hear some more.
Absolutely. And again, thank you for this beautiful opportunity to share with your listeners. I'd like to start off by sharing a journey that I went through. I was actually in corporate America for 30 plus years, working for Fortune 100 companies such as Dell, Yahoo, Hewlett-Packard EMC. And through my journey while I was in corporate, I continuously found that I kept hitting the glass ceiling. And so I decided to go on this journey. And the journey that I decided to go on was a fitness journey. And the whole purpose and sole purpose of me going on the journey was to transform my body. But what happened in the process is not only did I go on the journey to become fit, I earned the title of Miss Olympia through the process. And understand, I've never competed before in my life. This was my first time ever competing. And the transformation that happened for me mentally was really about a testimony of my walk. And it was about the ability to have faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. So it's your ability to believe in something you've never seen or achieved before to know that you can have that thing. And then secondly, which I think is just as equally important, is trusting in your own intuition, your own gut, really listening to yourself in terms of taking the next step or taking that leap of faith. And the last one is tenacity. And tenacity is just your will to go out and do it. Because of those things that I've experienced, I've developed this very proprietary system where I teach other people how to apply those tools. Because it's one thing for me to give you the words. It's another thing to how do you actually apply this in my life? And I think that Fit for Business is truly about being mentally fit. It's about a mental transformation. It's about a mental shift. Because like all of us, we're human. So we go through life and we will experience things. Sometimes those things will be things that uplift us. And sometimes those things will be things that let us down. Whether it be a loss of something or a death of someone or a divorce or even giving birth to a child or going back to school, or it doesn't matter. We have journeys that we're going through, each and every one of us. And our ability to navigate those waters really requires us to have a daily practice. It's not this one-time thing that you do. It's something that you do on a daily basis that allows you to really transform not only your life, but believe it or not, you start to have an impact on those around you as well. So that's been my journey with Fit. And I really like to say, like, I've also learned during this process, because I work with both millennials and I work with older individuals, that it applies to both, but how we perceive it is very differently based upon our experiences, right? And so it's really about your ability to apply it where you are. That's the most important thing. And by taking that step, though, the outcome is transformation beyond your greatest imagination.
Absolutely. I'm with you fully 100%, Cheryl, and you've explained it so amazingly beautiful for the listeners on St. Martin around the world that, you know, it's not about the fact of when you hear about Fit for Business, it might be thinking about, okay, you know, it's all about exercise and so forth, but really it's talking about, as you stated, stepping out in faith and trusting that gut feeling, and throughout the odds, you're able to completely cut through that and, you know, go on to achieving what God has actually created you to achieve. I really do appreciate what you shared with our listeners. And I just wanted to check in with Lanray over in the UK. Lanray, you've worked with many individuals and organizations, and I just want to actually hear from you. If you can just share with us just one or two things that you have come across that, you know, persons or top executives, you know, experience, and what have you been able to do with them? And I'll be speaking then with Dr. Erna May, Francis Cotton, on what is happening on St. Martin and what can we do to help a person. So Lanray, is over to you.
All right. Thank you very much, Roy. And just leaning in from what Cheryl has said, you know, everyone, you know, really, truly wants to transition from where they are to where they truly desire to be. And a lot of people struggle with the know-how. A lot of people know what to do. A lot of people can read, you know, the 5 steps to success, the 10 secrets to wealth creation. But the missing link is really understanding the internal dynamics, which is understanding your mind, understanding your subconscious, understanding your emotions. What are those internal dynamics that are getting your way? What is it that stops you from being able to be the person that you want to be? What is it that stops you, you know, from having the relationship of your dream? What is it that stops you from finding the right partner and keeping the right partner? What is it that stops you from breaking that, you know, Cheryl said that, you know, she was in paid employment and she was working for the top organizations, but it was time for her to step aside, right? And to do her own thing. Many people, you know, live their lives working for other people all their lives. And they never, never have the boldness and the courage to be able to step out and to pursue their dreams. Now, knowing fully well that everybody seeks happiness, fulfillment, satisfaction, and, you know, significance, what is it that stops people? It is pretty much their mindsets and their emotions and ultimately their beliefs. And there is a science to how you shift minds. There is a science to how you master your emotions. And there is a science towards, you know, how to change beliefs. And that is the domain that I sit in. Now, it's interesting that all three of us, Cheryl, Dr. NMA, and myself, we're all about transformation. And so what people are going to be getting at St. Martin from the 5th to the 8th of December is triple transformation. So you're guaranteed transformation because three transformers are coming together to collaborate to change everything about you. So I am going to be sitting in the space where, you know what, I'm going to be dealing with cultural issues, traditional issues, belief issues, mindset issues, and emotional issues. I'm going to be sitting in that space and I'm going to be helping people tackle all of those, you know, strongholds, all of those, you know, beliefs, all of those traditional cultural creeds and codes that have been holding people bound. There is a science to it. And transformation happens just like that.
Absolutely, Lanroy. I do appreciate that very much. And you said a key word there. And that is that persons are sometimes, they're so bound in, and this is what it is for my life. And, you know, don't see basically the areas where they can break through. And talking about that, you know, Dr. Nicole Erneme Francis Cotton, here on St. Martin, you see quite a lot of clients. And especially since, you know, we came out of the hurricane about a year and a half ago, going on 2 years. Can you just share with us, and including to Lanroy and Cheryl and everyone listening, on what you do come across in your practice and what's really going on for the people?
Thank you, Roy. And it's so interesting how God knits persons by the Spirit. So we are all in one space and in alignment. Because interestingly, this morning I gave a message about how do you step into your calling as God's people called to proclaim? And basically gave a description of my own personal life. So now I'm going to skip from that and go to your question, in that there are many persons who for so long have been going on automatic pilot. So the level of awareness of what is happening internally within them is very low. So what happened, you know, the hurricane came and it gave persons a jolt. And there was a period of time where we were not able to do much because we had to rebuild and take stock of what was happening. There was a lot of shock that people were experiencing. But it also created an opportunity for persons to now reconnect to their core values. What it is, what is it that's really making me tick? What is it that's really driving me? And because persons are not taught how to become more self-aware or are even afraid of connecting with what is going on internally, it created many problems. And trauma has a way, anyhow, of creating conflict in people's lives. And so you have many persons who end up divorced. Others are having really tumultuous relationships. Others are in transition now in terms of work, not knowing, not wanting to continue with what they're doing, because now it's like, this is not really what I wanted to do with my life. All right. So we are in a space right now where there are many persons who are stepping out and they are creating their own businesses, their own empires, so to speak. But there are many who know deep down on the inside, intuitively, as Cheryl mentioned, that they should step out, but they're afraid of doing it. And so over the past 2 years especially, I recognized that we needed to do something more impactful. I didn't want to do it on a huge scale with lots and lots of people, but the people who are ready for change, who are ready to step into the greatness that God has for them, who are ready to be more, to do more, that's what we are catering for at this moment.
And I do appreciate what you've shared with us, and also to Lanre and Cheryl, because the mere fact, as it we've recognized, is here on the island that after the hurricane, there are so many persons who are, you know, going through still that traumatic aspect and of it, and persons are having challenges too with, you know, grief. Grief plays such a very important role. There are things that persons lost, or it could be, you know, a family member in any kind of situation. So, and these things play such a very important role. And the belief system is so strong for persons where over the years they've been told, for instance, you're not going to amount to anything. You should just keep your head down, do your work, and, you know, just make your money. This is what it is. I'm wondering if you can relate to any of that, Cheryl, on your end.
Oh my goodness, can I relate to it? If we just had about, you know, a whole day or two, I could just tell you my life's entire story and you could really understand. I don't think that anyone is without struggle. I think struggle is actually, while we tend to look at it as being a bad thing, I actually think it's a good thing. You can't have the yin without the yang. You can't have the good without the bad. It's all in your ability to how you mentally sit with it. I did a quote today, and the quote spoke to, it's okay in life, you're human. It's okay to have a meltdown. It's okay, just don't unpack and stay there. What you have to do is clear your mind and refocus. And the questions that we have to ask ourselves is, there's a lot of programming that has been put in us through since the beginning of time, and it's been put into us by beliefs maybe that work for us or maybe didn't work for us, by maybe beliefs from our grandparents or our great-grandparents or whoever played a vital role in your life. And I'm not going to say, what I will say is that some of those beliefs serve you and some of those beliefs don't. So when devastation comes, it's really, as you know, has already been stated, is an opportunity for you to ask yourself a very important question. And the question is, what do you want? What do you want to manifest? And I am a firm believer that what we focus on expands. So your mind is a very powerful thing. If you think you can't, or if you think you can, either way, you're right. So which one are you going to choose? Is the glass going to be half full or half empty? And I'll say, devastation is real. The emotion of it is real. The loss of it is real. Somebody who's gone through something, not to go down a rabbit hole, but I lost my nephew in January, 27 years old. He died. His life was taken away from him. And in that moment, it's one of those things where I could have chosen. I raised him as my own son, so he was like my child. And I could have chosen in that moment to stop living. But I had to make a choice about what is it that I value and what legacy did I want to leave for him. And it doesn't matter if it's a death, if it's a loss of anything. It first starts with you making the decision. And those are the type of things we're going to be talking about at this retreat, is exactly how do you make those decisions? How do you shift your mind and not going into a dark place and going to a light place? And I want to tell you, it first starts with making the decision. It first starts with making the decision, and then you have to take the necessary steps. And there are steps that you can take, but there's a psychological shift that has to happen for you. And for those that have gone through these trials and tribulations, I say it's really about, that's why I said earlier, being mentally fit is a daily practice. It's not an end journey. It's not a destination. It is the journey. And every day, as life happens, we have to apply it to our lives and be willing to look it dead in the face and say, what do I want? And then start taking steps to move towards where you want to be versus where you've been, because where you've been is your strength. That is your power.
Absolutely, Cheryl. I do appreciate you sharing that with all of us here listening to Love and Inspiration. And I just want to actually hear from you, Lanray. Based on what Cheryl just shared, what are your thoughts on that? And really basing it also too on what's happening for persons that you see in Nigeria or various places that you travel to.
All right, pretty much. You know, we operate at different levels. There's some people that are dysfunctional. There's some people that are just living just ordinary functional lives. And there's some people that are living optimal lives. And, you know, Cheryl just eloquently described people that are at a place of dysfunction transitioning to a place of function. So at the place of functional reasoning, you make that decision and you make that call to transition towards optimal living. Now, there is something that is critical and fundamental that stops people from making that decision. It is dysfunctional mindsets. It's emotions that they have no control over. It's a lack of the intelligence to be able to, you know, turn their emotions into that powerful tool that motivates them towards, you know, the dream, the desire, that future. Picture that they have. Now, a lot of people know that they want to get away from that pit. A lot of people know that they want to get unstuck. A lot of people know that they don't have the power to be able to transition. A lot of people need help. And that is the science that we're bringing to St. Martin. Now, nobody really truly wants to stay stuck. Unfortunately, people don't have the science. They don't have the methodology. They don't have the tools. If your car breaks down, right, the reason why you get stuck right there is you don't know anyone that can help you. You cannot get in contact with anyone that can help you. You don't have the tools and the competencies to be able to, you know, get that car working, right? You don't really want to stay stuck. But unfortunately, you don't have the competencies. You don't have the tools. You don't have the person that can help you. And that's what we're bringing to St. Martin. Three transformers are coming to St. Martin to help you transition from a place of dysfunction to the place of optimal living. I am really, really excited. And you know, I'm going to challenge everyone that's listening to the sound of my voice today that immediately we get off this radio show, you need to go quickly register. You need to make a quick deposit. Because you know what? The best time to make the right decision is right now, not tomorrow.
I'm with you, Lanray. That's so very important. Sometimes that's why persons do miss the boat. You know, right away you have an opportunity and it's to take it just like hot bread. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Love and Inspiration with your host here, Roy Cotton Jr., live in the studio. And I'm connected with Dr. Nicole Ernemay Francis Cotton here in the studio with me on beautiful St. Martin. I'm also connected with the catalyst, Lanray Ulosola. He is now in the UK waiting for his flight to travel back to Nigeria. And I'm also speaking with Cheryl Grant. She's the CEO of Cheryl Grant Enterprises, and she's also the founder and of Fit for Business. And they are going to be on St. Martin, along with Dr. Nicole Ernemay Francis Cotton, all about the transformational weekend to soar retreat. And that's going to be taking place, as I understood. Dr. Ernemay, can you share with us when it's going to be taking place and what can persons, of course, expect during this wonderful retreat?
Yes, it will be at the Belmont La Samana Resort. It's actually a 5-star resort. And, you know, Lanray mentioned 3 persons, but can you imagine? You're not only getting 3, you're actually getting 5 persons. You're also getting yourself, Mr. Roy Cotton Jr., transformation specialist. You're getting Miss Muriel Jean-Michel. She's an applied psychologist. And so, I mean, can you go wrong with 5 persons coming together of like mind who are just passionate about transformation, and not only of other people, but ourselves? Because I have made a conscious choice every single year that I should not remain the same way that I was the previous year. I'm constantly growing, constantly learning, and that is how we go to the next dimension. So the Belmont La Samana, if you go to www.victoriouslivingretreats.com, when you go on that website, you're going to see the beautiful Belmont La Samana. You're going to see some of what we'll be sharing at the transformational weekend, December 5th through the 8th. And please register, because as I mentioned, I intentionally set out that we only wanted 30 persons to start off with for our first retreat, because we wanted to spend enough time to be able to work individually with persons during the break sessions. And this is just amazing, because Landry alone by himself, I think he charges quite a phenomenal amount of money to be seen. Is that so, Landry?
awesome.
What is he saying?
This is really, really going to be exciting.
Yes, it is. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, what I would like to actually say, and you know, Dr. Nicole Unime, Francis Cotton just mentioned, it's not only three, actually, but it's five. And the last time on the show, we did have Muriel Jean-Michel. She is in the Netherlands at this point in time. And she is an applied psychologist, as Dr. Cotton mentioned. And this young lady, what her vision is, as she puts it, is to raise the standard of life. Because what she's recognized is that there are persons out there who just go on just mediocrity. And it's all about raising the standards, because at the end of the day, God has created you very unique and has a purpose for your life. And it's so important to recognize that and step into that. And talking about the aspect of a purposeful life, that's one of the areas that I'm going to be focusing on during the retreat, because I'm going to focus on, are you living that purposeful life? Are you really stepping into your purpose? I'm also going to be focusing on values. What are the values you're placing in life? Because many persons out there feel as if whatever's presented to them, this is a value. This is what it is. They take it for face value. But when you do a reassessment, you realize, hey, wait a second, that was not exactly what it is. And persons get lost in that they don't really know how to value themselves. So I'm going to be focusing on placing that value in life, and also, are you living that purposeful life? So I'm super excited about December 5th to 8th, 2019. I can see Cheryl is smiling over there in California. Yes. I'm watching on the webcam. And Landry in the departure lounge over in the UK. I can see you're smiling too. And Nicole just right behind me here, she is smiling and I'm smiling too. And everyone listening to the radio show in their cars and at home are smiling too. So Dr. Nicole Erneme Francis Cotton, can you please give them once again the website where they can register? And I believe for those listeners today on Love and Inspiration, there's an extra discount.
From now until the 4th of July, actually it's a early bird discount. But because we value you so much, today on Love and Inspiration, we are even giving an additional $200 discount off of the already discount up until the 4th. Mm. So we're not going to deviate from that. So you really do have to register today. It's www.victoriouslivingretreats.com. That's www.victoriouslivingretreats.com if you would like a slot of one of those 30 persons who will be at this transformational weekend.
Fantastic. And you cannot go wrong at a five-star resort, Lhasa Manor, Belmont Lhasa Manor on the northern side of the island. Landry, are you prepared to come down and have some good food?
Yes. I'm prepared to come also, learn from Cheryl, learn from Dr. NMA, learn from you, Roy, learn from Muriel, because I want to move my life to another level of standard. I want to take my life one notch up. And for everyone that's listening out there, that you're struggling with any form of finances, if you're struggling with any relationship, whether it's with your children, whether it's with your spouse, whether it's in the office, if anyone out there is struggling with their careers, if anyone is struggling with their businesses, if anyone is struggling with inner conflicts, with their emotions, with low self-esteem, if you're out there, and you're struggling in any way, shape, or form, or you're stuck in any way, shape, or form, that program is for you. Again, there are five phenomenal, incredible people that are going to be there, that are going to be shifting grounds. They're going to be shifting minds. They're going to be shifting and transitioning you from where you are to where God has designed you to be, to where you desire to be and where you deserve to be. So like Dr. Anime said, she's giving you the website. Go and register right now. And there's a discount available for you. There's also the early bird, discount take advantage. Don't wait. Your life is yours, and it's dependent on what you do.
Fantastic, Landry. Well taken on board. And Cheryl, what are your final closing words to the listeners on St. Martin and around the world?
Well, the first thing I want to say is that this is going to be a phenomenal event. And I want to say that your transformation starts the day you make the commitment to sign up and come. It's in making that commitment that the doors of the universe start to open up for you to make a transformation to living a life that you love. And just like it's already been said, everything that we experience, I'm a coach, but I also need coaching. So I'm equally looking to be filled. And a part of that, we need you there in order for that transformation to happen. This is not a one-person show. This is really an opportunity to experience something that you've never experienced before in your life. And if you are truly, 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 truly looking to change, then I say it starts the moment, the very second that you sign up. And as a matter of fact, when you see me there, I want you to tell me what door started open to you after you registered. Make the commitment. This is about your life, and this is about you living the best absolute possible life, not tomorrow, starting today.
Well said, Cheryl. Well said. And we do take that on board, and we look forward to having you here in beautiful St. Martin, where you're going to meet wonderful people. You're going to have amazing food. You're going to have an opportunity to taste some really nice bush tea and Johnny cake. And I know I spoke to Landry about that the last time. So, hey, it's going to be awesome. I know you're definitely going to say that's some amazing bush tea and Johnny cake and much more on St. Martin. We've got amazing food on the island.
Awesome. I can't wait. I cannot wait. All I can say is let's do this, man. Let's do this.
Fantastic. Yes. Well, I would like to thank you once again for being on the show today. And it's really been a pleasure connecting with you, Cheryl, over in California. And also with you, Landry, as you are getting prepared to fly back to Nigeria. And Dr. Nicole Unume Francis Cotton here in the studio, you are doing amazing work here on the island and transforming many lives both on the island, regionally and internationally. And I would just like to ask you, Dr. Francis Cotton, any final words as we close off this wonderful interview here on Love and Inspiration?
Yes, I want us to remember that God has created our bodies to heal themselves. And actually, 75% of healthcare costs are spent on preventable diseases because so many are stressed out. They take on the stressors of life and not deal with them. And so very often, because we are not in a state of awareness of what's going on internally, the body speaks. And when our body speaks, it speaks because so many times we have been warned, stop. Change, do this, do that, and we don't do it. And so the body breaks down. And so at the retreat, at the transformational weekend, we're going to tap into some of that as well and learn how our body speaks to us and get to the root causes of lots of the diseases that we encounter. So I'm really looking forward to this. This is actually the first of many retreats because we're going to be doing family retreats and couple retreats and all types of retreats. And so I'm very grateful to you, Landry, to Cheryl, all of you who have, you know, decided to join us in confidence and be a part of this. And I'm also looking forward to the transformation that's going to take place in each person's lives, because that is what drives me, seeing people's lives transformed. So thank you as well.
You're more than welcome. And can you just give the website again for registration?
It's www.victoriouslivingretreats.com. That's www.victoriouslivingretreats.com, and the phone number 1-721-524-8731. That's 1-721-524-8731.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Dr. Francis Cotton, visionary of Victorious Living Foundation here in beautiful St. Martin. I also would like to thank Cheryl Grant over in California. And Cheryl Grant, once again, the CEO of Cheryl Grant Enterprises. She is the 2017 Miss Olympia and a professional speaker and creator Fit for Business. And also to Mr. Landry Ulosula. He is the catalyst over in, of course, Africa, number one African known as the premier life, mind, emotions, and behavioral change coach. And of course, she's not with us on the show today, but Muriel Jean-Michel, she's an applied psychologist, intercultural social professional, and NLP specialist, emotional intelligent practitioner. And she'll be one of the facilitators at the weekend away, including myself, Roy Cotton Jr., transformation specialist. Thank you so much. And I would like to wish you a fantastic Sunday, Lanray. Safe flight back to Nigeria.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. And Cheryl, have a wonderful lunch over in California.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so excited.
Bye-bye. I'm excited too. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you so much, ladies.
Listening to music of excellence only on Love and Inspiration.
Rated as the best radio show in the world, this is Love and Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.